The bridge over Saltwater Creek is crossed, and we are outside the boundary of the town of Bundaberg, bowling merrily along Greatheads Road. The dust being at last left behind, we are enabled to see the country through which we are passing, that is, the Woongarra Scrub, which, however, is so fast becoming settled and cleared that in a very few years it will be scrub no longer. After travelling for about 8 miles, there is a perceptible change in the atmosphere. We sniff the briny. The scrub gives place to forest, which in its turn gives place to open country. When we get into the higher ground, a dark blue line appears above the horizon. It is the sea. As we approach, the breeze blows stronger. Almost on the edge of the cliff is a small group of buildings. This is Barolan Head Station, distant 10 miles from Bundaberg, and we are just in time for dinner. Barolan is the property of Messrs. Brown Brothers and consists of a series of selections extending along the coast from the mouth of the Elliot to the mouth of the Burnett. The greater part of the country consists of open plains of volcanic formation, being plentifully sprinkled with basaltic boulders and covered at the present time waist-deep with the most nutritious grass. Cattle and horses fatten in these selections in a remarkably short time and invariably top the market. A very large proportion of this area is exceedingly suitable for cane growing, which ultimately must be its destiny. An extensive view of the coastline, both to the north and south, is to be had from this station, and steamers come often within signalling distance of the house. The rocks on the shore are literally buried in oysters. I append a sketch of Barolan Station and also a group of pandanus trees which abound all along the coast. Bundaberg, Bundaberg. I have been instructed by the Barolan Land and Tramway Company to submit to public competition the unsold portion of the now-famed Barolan Estate, which comprises within its borders agricultural and pastoral land of the best quality. Seaside residence sites, orchard and garden sites, unequalled in the colony. This is an unparalleled opportunity, an absolute bona fide investment. Local people are aware of the immense capabilities and splendid position of this magnificent estate. It extends along part of the finest coastline in the colony, about 17 miles, from the Burnett Heads on the north to the Elliot Heads on the south. It fronts some of the best sugar plantations in the southern hemisphere. Its proximity to the ocean guarantees exemption from frost, the scourge of inland farms. Facilities of carriage by sea and land, steamships and railway, north, south, east and west, near markets for all produce. It may be mentioned that amongst the projects mooted in the district are a pier, an embankment at the heads, to save large ocean steamers a tide, a tramway to the pilot station and marine township, and a sugar refinery at New Bundaberg. These projects are mainly interesting to speculators. To the planter and farmer, the fertility of the soil, the admirable climate, the commercial importance of the situation are persuasive and convincing advocates in favour of the Barolan Estate.
W.E. Curtis, Auctioneer, Bundaberg.
My grandfather really loved this place. I think cattle was in his blood. He was only 16 when he came out to Australia from England to gain colonial experience. He started working as a stockman on his uncle's station on the Liverpool Plains, that's in New South Wales. Then he had a big property in the Northern Territory, sometimes driving huge mobs of cattle hundreds of miles to Darwin and Burketown. It must have been a pretty lonely life, because at the age of 40 he got married and moved here to Queensland. He ended up buying 4 big properties, including Barolan, and this became his permanent home in 1912. What a wonderful place for the family to escape the heat in summer, enjoying the cool ocean breezes and swimming in the surf. One day, the famous aviator Bert Hinkler came here for a visit in his plane. It was in 1928, and Bert and his wife flew up from Brisbane, reaching Barolan Station in time for lunch. He even took Grandfather up in the plane so he could see the property from the air. Grandfather used all his knowledge of cattle to turn Barolan Station into a Hereford stud. It became well known right across Australia. He used to go down to the Sydney Royal Show and bring back the prize-winning bulls for breeding. One year, he bought 5 bulls, including Hobartville Forest King, the champion Hereford bull of the show. Gran's name was Caroline Matilda Noble. She was actually a teacher before she got married. Gran was a very strong but caring woman and also a keen gardener. She had a lot of foresight and was very generous. You know the park near Palmer's Creek? That land was given to the public by Gran. Since 1929, thousands of people have enjoyed the lovely shaded area for family picnics, swimming in the lagoon, fishing, or just looking at the amazing variety of small fish at low tide. Gran died in 1952, a long time before Innes Park was officially named in honour of her family.